Philip Semple, PLFCD, Georgian Care. Today's date is 03/09/2024. Dictation is 4. Jason York. York spells Y-U-R-K. Jason spells J-A-S-O-N. Date of birth is 04/29/1973. This is a 50-year-old gentleman here for routine follow-up period. Next paragraph, Mr. York has a history of hypercholesterolemia, peripheral edema, hypertension, gout, severe obesity, diabetes type 2, heart valve. Here for follow-up for this condition, medication refill. Next paragraph, review system, patient reports, painful rash in the intertrigal area. Various abdomen rubs against his thigh as he walks. He denies chills, myalgia, denies increased temperature period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to the last visit. No changes period in this paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented and no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air, blood pressure 121/82, pulse 99, respiration 18, temperature 98.2 period in this paragraph. Intertrigal area, abdomen, lower part of his abdomen. His abdomen is grossly enlarged and that rubs against his thigh as he walk. There's some friction, abrasion with localized cellulitis. No discharge or bleeding, no fluctuance period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory good, inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended, secondary to morbid obesity, normal bowel sounds. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort of range of motion. He bears weight well with antalgic gait. Open parentheses, patient complains of pain in his knees and ankle with weight bearing period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented, cranial nerve root 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions in normal, mood and affect in normal period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm. There is peripheral edema, probably 1+ spitting edema. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is hypercholesterolemia. Number 2, peripheral edema. Number 3, hypertension. Number 4, gout. Number 5, morbid obesity. Number 6, diabetes type 2. Number 7, arthralgia. Number 8, cellulitis period. Next paragraph, patient's medication were refilled as follows. Allopurinol 100 milligrams 1 PO BID for 90 days, number 180. Next medication, metoprolol succinate 50 milligrams 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, spironolactone 25 milligrams 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, warfarin 10 milligrams 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, glipizide 10 milligrams 1 PO BID for 90 days, number 180. Next medication, Mobic, 7.5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days, number 30. Next medication, clindamycin, 300 milligrams, 1 PO QID for 10 days, number 40. Next medication, simvastatin, 20 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, lisinopril, 5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. Said he has none. Patient was given lab request to go to lab court to have some labs drawn. The labs will be drawn as follows: CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, testosterone, vitamin D, T3, T4, TSH, end of dictation.